Hey there, 6:46 now on your Friday, March 28th. It is the final Friday of the month of March. Let's see, we've got 52 degrees, partly cloudy in Cedar Rapids. 61, mostly cloudy in Davenport. Iowa City checks in mostly cloudy, 48. Mostly cloudy, 46 in Dubuque, 50 degrees and clear in Waterloo here on the morning show. Welcoming to the Denny's Automotive and Muffler Center Newsmaker line, Joshua McNary. He's the principal at McNary Marketing and Design. Joins me on the morning show, and he wants to know, have you started your spring business projects yet? Good morning, Joshua. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back, Doug.
Offering some suggestions to individuals who are taking a look at their spring cleaning, so to speak, tech efforts, and starting, you're doing some new technology transformations for some of your clients. Talk to us about what you encouraging a business technology self-check-in.
Yes, well, it's spring, and we're almost at the end of this quarter. Can you believe it? I mean, just in a few days from now, we're going to be 25% through the year. So my goal in sending this newsletter out to my readers was to say, hey, you know, just stop for a minute here, slow down, get out of the weeds, per se, as they're beginning to grow, and say, hey, what can we be doing in our businesses to advance our businesses before it's too late? You know, 2025 feels like it just started, but we're already 25% of the way through. And with my work around business technology, a lot of those projects often get left behind because you're getting busy.
Yeah, and it seems unfortunate because you're like, well, I'm going to get around to it, or I'll get there. And a lot of times we just don't have the time because it comes up to, well, bandwidth is one of the things. But what other things have you found are blocking people from taking advantage of implementing technology?
Well, these types of projects, anything that is of importance usually is not as urgent. You know, usually the urgent things are what stop you from doing these big important projects inside a business or just inside your life, you know, those original resolutions you had at the beginning of the year. So by stopping and just saying, hey, let's see where we're at, we can think about what's blocking us, and we can figure out what really is truly the bigger priority. Is it some kind of effort that can help us sell more, do more, be more efficient in our business, which technology often helps us do? Or, you know, is it, okay, right today we got to deal with this emergency client problem. Of course we got to deal with that.
Right.
But stopping and thinking about it, being smart about how we're using our time, and now that we're 25% of the way through, we still have time to do some of those projects. So let's think about those.
Yeah, Joshua McNary from McNary Marketing Design joining me here on the morning show. And I have a somebody that I work with on a regular basis. They own a business along with their wife, and he is like the king of AI, and he has been talking about how he has utilized AI in order to minimize the amount of time that he has to do things like putting together marketing materials, writing blogs and things like that, and allowing it, if you use it correctly, it can do some of the thinking for you.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's another thing you could do at this time is like, what am I seeing around me that I could potentially use to make my work better or make my business better? And artificial intelligence, of course, remains the buzzword of the last number of years around technology. So in that space, yeah, absolutely. You should be looking at any technology tools you're using in your day-to-day work. What little magical AI button do they have there? Try it. If you haven't tried it before, you haven't tried it for a while, try it again. And see what you can make happen with that AI functions. Or maybe it's time to go back to those tools you've tried before, like ChatGPT. Maybe you tried it a year ago and you haven't been using it a lot. I tell clients, go try it again. Because if you do, a lot of times the huge leaps and bounds that they're making in those tools, you'll be surprised what you'll see when you go back and try it a second time.
Yeah, and just, I mean, even week to week, the changes that they're making in some of these things. I used Grok for something, and I got to tell you, when I pulled back and looked, I was like, you know what, I knew all these things, but it gave me all of those things in a matter of seconds rather than take me the half hour it would have taken me for me to type that all out.
Absolutely.
Joshua McNary.
Try to use AI daily.
Yep, exactly. How do people find you on the internet?
You can find me at McNaryMarketing.com, and if you want to subscribe to the newsletter, McNaryMarketing.com/subscribe.
Go ahead and do that. Hey, Joshua, have a wonderful weekend, and glad to talk to you again. Take care.
Thanks, Doug.
All right, 6:51 on the morning show. Sean Hannity's up next.